This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. Earlier this week, the IRS announced some changes that might make it less expensive for you to file your taxes this year. The updates come following a series of stories from ProPublica in the last year, saying that the tax filing software TurboTax, made by the company Intuit, may have been pushing customers to pay for tax prep that should have been free. Investigative reporter Justin Elliott has been on this story for ProPublica. Justin, welcome to the program.
Hey, good to be here.
This all has to do with the IRS Free File program. Can you explain how that program is supposed to work?
Sure. So the program is a deal between the government and the tax prep industry. And what it says is that the industry, including TurboTax, has to offer free versions of their products to most Americans. And in exchange, the IRS agrees not to make its own online filing product that would compete with the industry.
And how has that worked so far?
Well, it's worked well for the industry, which has had record profits. But even though at least 100 million households are eligible to use these free products, very few, like under 5%, actually have historically, and instead end up paying Intuit, the company that makes TurboTax, or H&R Block, or another one of these companies. And part of the reason for that was that the industry, including TurboTax, were taking steps to essentially hide these truly free versions. One of the things that we reported on was that Intuit and H&R Block had actually added programming code to their free websites so you couldn't find it through a Google search.
So what changes with this week's announcement from the IRS?
So a couple things change. First of all, the IRS has now said the companies are not allowed to hide the real free file versions from search engines. So in the case of TurboTax, which is the biggest player in this market, there's a TurboTax free file version, and that's the version offered through this IRS deal. And then there's something called TurboTax Free, which is actually different, even though it has a similar name. And if you click on that one, you may well end up paying. So there's essentially kind of a secret door, which again is the IRS free file version, which is what you want to find, which now should be easier to find through search. So that's one of the big changes.
What else changes?
So the other big change is that for almost 20 years, the IRS, as part of this deal, had promised not to create a free online filing product of its own. And this is actually something that exists in many other developed countries. You just go to the tax agency to do your taxes. You don't have to go through a private company that you have to pay. So now with this new deal, that language has been dropped. So the IRS no longer has this prohibition on creating its own, essentially its own version of TurboTax. Some people in Congress have been calling on them to do that for a while. So I think if they choose to do that, it would be a while away. But now this barrier has been taken away.
Right now, it isn't easy for many people to fill out their taxes with what the IRS has available, these online forms and things. And Intuit says that, you know, they are making taxes simple for many, many people. They have a statement on their site strongly disputing the accusations in a lot of your reporting, and then also saying that they strongly support these IRS changes. What's your take on the company's response?
Yeah, so I think that tax filers out there, we're all going to be doing our taxes soon, should basically take the company at its word and find the truly free version. I should also say that we've reported that several state attorneys general are investigating Intuit over some of the things that we've reported, and they've also been sued. There's several lawsuits ongoing. So some of this is still playing out. As you've said, the company has denied any kind of wrongdoing.
Justin Elliott is an investigative reporter at ProPublica and the lead reporter on the series, The TurboTax Trap. Justin, thanks.
Thanks so much.
You can find links to ProPublica's reporting on this, as well as a link to Intuit's response on marketplace.org.